Case number 10,588, William and Kim Chipman, southwest of Route 1, south of Carla Avenue, being lot D6 within Seabreeze Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name an address, please.
William E. Chipman, Jr., 108 Shadestone Way, Landenburg, Pennsylvania, 19350.
All right. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
You want to explain your request to the board, please?
Yes, sir. My wife and I have owned this house since 2005. We're slowly trying to fix it up, and we saved enough money to put a porch on. If you look at the pictures that were included with the application, there's a cement stoop on the front of the house with a railing only on one side. And what we're seeking is a variance to...
Pictures?
I'm sorry.
That's all you got?
Oh, I'm sorry. May I approach?
I'm passing.
Sorry.
So your front stoop already encroaches the setback?
The front stoop, I believe, already encroaches the setback, yes. And I believe there's a 20-foot setback in the development. So we're not trying to go beyond that. I believe the house was built before the 30-foot setback was put into place. And currently the house is closer than the 30-foot setback already. So in order to get a building permit to put on a front porch, I needed to fill out this request for a variance. So what we're trying to do is put a front porch on and make the house look a little nicer, a little safer. Right now it's a pretty narrow cement stoop. My mother and father-in-law use the house a lot, and they're older. And I'm just trying to put a nice porch on so they don't fall off the stoop. It's pretty steep, and we're only coming out to about the end of the stoop. So it's 4 feet 7 inches is as far as we can come out without going past that 20-foot setback that's already in place in the deed restrictions in the Homeowners Association. We're not trying to violate that. I wanted the porch to look like that a little bit. That's all.
No. Okay.
I included that to show you the style of porch we were trying to put on.
Well, this one right here. All the way
around. Yeah, it's just the first.
Okay.
The first level, not the second level.
Okay.
So in your opinion, the house was built prior to 1970?
Yeah, I believe it was. I believe we had an attorney friend of mine down here went back and did the research, and it was built before the setback lines were at 30 feet, and so the house already is in violation, and to get a building permit, I needed to come here.
We appreciate you waiting.
No problem. I'd be glad to answer any questions the board may have.
So in regards to granting the standards for addressing the standards for granting a variance, it's obviously not created by you. What is there already?
Yes, sir.
Did you get a chance to review those standards with your application?
I did, and I believe it that we purchased the house the way it was. We didn't create the issue. The house was already in violation of the setback lines. We're doing this to correct the problem because my mother and father-in-law use the front door, and it's unsafe. And we're trying to put on, not only make the house look nicer, but we're also trying to address a safety issue.
So you're suggesting it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The other homes in the development, similar?
Yes, I believe there are some homes that are 20 feet from the setback line, actually closer to the setback line than ours, including on our street. If you look down the street, there's several homes closer. We're surrounded by several rental properties. I did speak with the Homeowner Association president, and he told me he didn't have a problem as long as we didn't go past the 20-foot. That's why we're asking for only 4'7".
So the standard for won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, but sounds like that meets that. Two other standards, uniqueness and minimum variance.
I'm not certain what you're asking there.
Okay.
There's nothing unique about what I'm asking. There's other houses in the neighborhood that have a similar porch on them that are 20 feet from the setback line, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter in favor of from Angelo Caputo, from the Seabreeze Property Owners Association, in favor of the application.
Okay, so two letters, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10588 as having stated alter the central character of the neighborhood and set minimum variance to grant relief.
Yeah, have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10588. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
May I be excused for the rest of the hearing?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Thank you.